When Congress passed the Supplemental Disaster Bill, they included a provision that would restore eligibility for cotton in the Title I, ARC, and PLC programs of the Farm Bill. This gave a much-needed boost to the U.S. cotton industry. Since then, the National Cotton Council has held webinars and information sessions for industry members to learn the ins and outs of how this will affect their operations. Craig Brown, Vice President of Producer Affairs for the Council, joins us with the details.
The legislation that passed authorized the seed cotton program for the 18 crop of the 2014 Farm Bill. Obviously, there's work that's now starting on the next Farm Bill. We're hopeful to have a similar program, but this program only applies to the 2018 crop of cotton. There's several things that growers can start thinking about, several decision points that they have to make on this program. They'll have to decide whether they choose the PLC or the ARC option for each individual farm number. They will have to decide whether they want to update their CCC payment yield, and there's a procedure for doing that. They'll need to look at the production in 08 through 12 of cotton production on each individual farm with generic base. Then the other decision they have to make is what method they use to convert the generic base on their farm. There's two options that they can look at, and they can start thinking about those options on a farm-to-farm basis.
The National Cotton Council held webinars this week to help producers understand how this will affect their operations. For those of you who missed the session in your region, Brown has some good news.
There's a follow-up webinar on February the 26th at 10 o'clock Central Time. There is a summary of the provisions of the seed cotton program that is on our website. We will also publish some frequently asked questions and answers. We will provide some videos on our YouTube channel. There's numerous ways to get information on this program.
And if you still have questions after reviewing the information on the Council's website and watching the webinars on YouTube,
certainly contact the National Cotton Council, either at our Cordova office, talk to any of the senior staff. They can relay questions through their member services staff out in the field. So there's numerous ways they can get their questions answered. Obviously, we'll have to wait until the regulations come out to get the official answers to most of these questions, but we can give them the basics of the program.